Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez pulls out of Rabin Memorial after pro-Palestinian groups complain. By Joel B. Polak on September 27, 2020. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, has withdrawn from an event memorializing Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin, a Nobel Peace laureate who led Israeli-Palestinian peace efforts before being assassinated by an Israeli extremist in 1995. The event is being organized by Americans for Peace Now, a left-wing group. However, Ocasio-Cortez withdrew after being told Palestinians disliked him for suppressing the First Intifada. Palestinians were led by terrorist Yasser Arafat at the time. Ron Compeys of the Jewish Telegraphic Agency reported, "We are sorry to hear that Rep. Ocasio-Cortez will no longer be speaking at our October 20th Yitzhak Rabin Memorial," Hadar Suskind, Americans for Peace Now's president, said Saturday in an email to JTA. Her participation would have added to the event. Ocasio-Cortez's spokeswoman had confirmed her withdrawal on Friday, but there were still questions about whether it would be reversed. A person associated with the presidential campaign of Joe Biden, the Democratic nominee, told JTA that should Ocasio-Cortez withdraw, it would be problematic. She could have rejected the invitation for any number of reasons, the Biden campaign associate said. But if she agrees and then pulls out, she's creating problems for her own party. A number of pro-Palestinian groups and figures had lacerated Ocasio-Cortez for agreeing to attend, describing Rabin, who was an officer in the 1948 Independence War, as a war criminal for his order to expel Arabs from their hometowns in that war, and for calling for brutal measures to repress the First Intifada, or violent Palestinian uprising, when he was defense minister from 1987 to 1990. Ocasio-Cortez reportedly withdrew because she was told the event would be a discussion, not a memorial. Some Jewish Democrats were dismayed at her decision. Ocasio-Cortez has made several anti-Israel statements in her short political career. When asked about her opposition to the occupation of Palestine, she declined to expand on what she meant, saying that she was not an expert on the issue. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His newest e-book is The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.